So on Friday, U.S. Senate candidate Mike Rogers was on Focus with Paul W. Smith.
Yes.
And said that he had recently spoken to Howard Lutnick and said that a deal to open the Gordie Howe Bridge was imminent. And as a matter of fact, we now know that the Gordie Howe Bridge will in fact open on July 27th. If my math is correct, that is 2 weeks.
Two Mondays. Or two weeks from today.
2 weeks from today.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, or no, yeah, yeah. 2 weeks from today. Mm-hmm. So that's great news. In fact, the president on social media, on True Social, said, I was able to cut a much better deal for America, and by doing so, we'll be allowing the new and spectacular Gordie Howe International Bridge spanning Detroit and Windsor to open July 27th as scheduled. The original deal made was unacceptable to me. The new deal is great and fair. Thank you and congratulations to the Canadian government. May we both have many years of success with this wonderful new development.
I mean, we look out the window here on the eighth floor.
It's ready to rock.
And it's ready to go. We look at it every day.
Let's talk about it. Mike Rogers, the candidate for U.S. Senate, joins us this morning. It's good to have you back. What was the ultimate deal made here, Mike?
Well, let me talk about some of the top line issues and why I think it was right to use the period of an opening for a negotiation. So we were going to get, we, the United States, were getting no revenue from that bridge. Probably, as someone told me, 100 years. The way the Canadians had set up the finance of it, all that money goes to service the debt up front, and then they get a piece of the bridge proceeds. America would get literally nothing for a very long time. And so what the deal that they stretched back was, is listen, that's just not fair. So let's do this. We're going to split the fees. Then you service your debt out of half of the proceeds, which I love. And secondly, you don't get to set the tolls by yourself. We're going to do that jointly, which I think is also fair. That would give Canadians extra leverage on us if there was ever a dispute in the future about goods or services traveling across that bridge. So I think that in and of itself is a great deal. And remember why that revenue is important. We're still going to have costs associated with the bridge. We ought to at least be able to cover some of that. And you're going to lose some revenue from the taxes that was paid on the Ambassador Bridge. That revenue is certainly going to go down. So I thought it was that part of it was a great deal. And in working with the secretary, got that commitment about Chinese cars coming across that bridge. And remember, the Canadians have allowed, they've upped their quota on Chinese cars, 100% built Chinese cars going into Canada. And they took their tariffs on those cars from 100% to 6%. And American content providers provide about 30% of all the cars built in Canada. That's a huge risk to our American manufacturers. So I thought it was a very, very good deal for America, and it just cost a little bit of tough negotiating while everyone was fluttering around in a sheer panic. I just thought it was the right thing to do. America got a much better deal. It was great working with Secretary Lutnick on this, and the president finalized it. It was a great deal.
Mike, I understand the agreement also includes a 15-year economic development fund tied to bridge profits. What opportunities could that create for communities on both sides of the river?
Well, anytime that you have a pot of money that you can use for development for either small business or other businesses associated with bridge traffic, huge opportunity. Could mean property development. It could be small business loans. It could mean a whole myriad of events. I don't know if they've worked out all the details yet of access to that money, but it's to me it was a great idea because you'll have impact obviously by that bridge opening, and that money can go to fray any of the either lost opportunity or new opportunity. I think it's going to be really exciting.
What do you make now in hindsight of some of the criticisms to hold this up?
Listen, this is the problem. If one party does it, it's got to be absolutely 100% wrong. I think if the Democrats had stopped for a minute, they tried to make this a political issue. They wanted to thump their chest and talk about how the world was coming to an end. What they should have done is stop for a minute and say, is that the right deal for America, and let's see if we can't get a better deal. Nobody did that. Nobody reached out to the White House. Nobody reached out to the administration trying to help get this thing fixed. I just, it's disappointing. And this is exactly what's wrong with politics today. We have real issues facing the country, real issues facing facing Michigan, both manufacturing. I mean, the Chinese car thing is so significant and an existential threat. Time everybody takes a deep breath and say, what's good for America? I mean, so many people want Donald Trump to fail. They don't care if Michigan wins. And I think that's wrong. I mean, we ought to work together where we can work together to try to fix these things. And this was a great example to me. Yeah, it was a little tough up front. You know, some hurt feelings and all of that happened. But working through it and continuing to talk got us to a much better deal for us. That's where we ought to be. And that's that, candidly, that's the kind of people you ought to send back to the United States Senate. We haven't had somebody that can actually work with the White House in a very long time. I guarantee you when I go back, I can pick up the phone. When we have disagreements where Michigan's getting the short end of the stick, I can probably get it worked out other than just trying to gouge the president's eyes out every day.
Mike, we got about a minute left. Your thoughts on the passing of Lindsey Graham?
What a loss, I think, to the United States, certainly for South Carolina. I had the great privilege to work with Lindsey Graham. Wonderful guy, very committed to American security. He always knew where he stood, and he always did it with a little bit of sense of humor. I just think it's just such a huge loss. My condolences go to his family and certainly the people of South Carolina.
Mike Rogers, we appreciate your time. Thank you for the update on this. Thanks for breaking the news with Paul.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah.
And we'll
it's fun.
We'll talk again very soon.
Sounds great. Thanks,
yeah,
guys.
You got it. See that's Mike Rogers here this morning.
Oh, I'm glad now we can look out the window and actually see cars going across back and forth across the bridge starting on July 27th.
The issues around Mitch McConnell brought up this idea of age limits or term limits in Congress, and now Lindsey Graham has died at the age of 71. Let's talk about it on the other side, because is there something to that? Should there be some sort of guardrails on age put into place? We'll talk about it next here on JR Morning.